Taking a look at the grain and livestock closing numbers for this Tuesday, July 7th, 2026. I'm Jamie Dickerman on the Red River Farm Network, and we are joined by Bolt Marketing's Dwayne Bussey. And Dwayne, a difference a day makes. We had a huge day yesterday in the grains, but today we ended up actually again on the positive side, even, dare we say, double digits in soybeans here.
Yeah. No, I really like seeing the fall through buying after yesterday's huge move up, right? This is a very good thing for the bulls. That's what they want to see. They don't want to see a one-day spike up and go right back down. So, and we tested this morning. You know, we started green, went red for a while, and then found the buying interest. I think it's pretty obvious that China's definitely in here buying some of the board, maybe buying some of the cash commodity as well. It sounds like there was rumors last night that they bought 6 cargoes of U.S. soybeans. And, you know, if they're going to reach that 25 million metric ton that the White House has kind of said that they're going to do this next marketing year, they're going to have to buy about 1 million metric ton each week just to get it done before Brazil's crop is available in 2027. So it's time for them to get going. And, you know, surprise, surprise, once prices got lower last week, it seems like they started to step in.
Now, looking over here at the livestock market today, we saw kind of a back and forth a little bit with the cattle here this morning, ended up mostly in the red here.
This market feels a little bit heavy here lately. We're through all the big holidays, the biggest grilling demand. I mean, it still continues during the summer, but we've reached the peak. There's no doubt about that. And it feels like we reached the peak of the cash market, too. You know, we traded as high as 260 a while back, and we've been drifting back lower ever since. Expectations are for lower cash again this week, and that kind of just seems to put pressure on the cattle market. But it's actually hard to sell, though, too, because it's at such a wide discount to the cash market, cash being at a premium to futures. So get a pop back up. Hedgers might want to look at taking advantage of the pop if it does happen here.
Market analysis from Bolt Marketing's Dwayne Bussey as we take a look at the closing grain and livestock numbers for this Tuesday, July 7th, 2026. I'm Jamie Dickerman on the Red River Farm Network.